maybe then we'd see that if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. I'd walk right back to me.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Tropical Storm Debbie made a second landfall overnight in South Carolina and is now a threat from Georgia to Vermont. Lisa Trueblood is just outside Raleigh.
I'm just gassing up my car. I got extra gas, extra water, and filling my tub, things like that, making sure I have non-perishables. Flashlights, candles.
Heavy rain and flooding from Debbie expected to linger in the Northeast through the weekend. In the presidential race, the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz hit the swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Walz on the attack against former President Trump.
He mocks our laws. He sows chaos and division amongst the people. And that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Less than 90 days till the November election. The government's weekly jobless claims report is due out this morning. Analysts say more claims could be a sign the economy is weakening. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit claims the five people aboard the Titan submersible suffered terror and mental anguish before the vessel imploded on its way to see the wreckage of the Titanic last year.
The $50 million lawsuit claims the crew dropped weights about 90 minutes into the dive, indicating they tried to abort the mission. The lawsuit claiming the crew may well have heard the carbon fiber's crackling noise grow more intense as the weight of the water pressed on the Titan's hull. By experts' reckoning, they would have continued to descend in full knowledge of the vessel's irreversible failures, experiencing terror and mental anguish prior to the Titan ultimately imploding.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Last month ended more than a year of record-setting global temperatures.
July, it was the end, marks the end of a streak of 13 consecutive months with global monthly record.
Atmospheric scientist Julian Nicholas. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Latest Marquette Law School poll shows another close presidential race in Wisconsin. Survey shows support of former President Donald Trump at 50% and support of Vice President Kamala Harris at 49% among registered voters. Numbers flip among likely voters. All are within the poll's margin of error. Vice presidential candidates were in the spotlight in Eau Claire Wednesday. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance insisted that Project 2025 is not part of the Republican agenda or Donald Trump's agenda, while Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Walz says Trump knows exactly what the conservative blueprint is for a second Trump term. And Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says Walz is too radical and left-wing to help run the country. Johnson spoke at a press event Wednesday ahead of an appearance by Harris and Walz in Eau Claire. Johnson says Walz's policies on abortion and LGBTQ youth in Minnesota are too liberal for Wisconsinites.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn, keep West.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this morning, sunny this afternoon. A little breezy today with a high of 71. Tonight, mostly clear, 51. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 69. By Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 74. Take that summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly. Bedroom, found a note by the window with the curtains blowing.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
I left the four-lane highway, took a blacktop 7 miles. Down by the old country school I went to as a child. 2 miles down a gravel road I could see the proud old home. A tribute to a wed life that's almost come and gone. The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I and hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raisin run deep.
I pulled into the driveway. Oh, it sure was good to be there. And I could see through the open door that Dad was asleep in his favorite chair. In his hand was a picture of Mom, and I remembered how close they were. So I just turned away. I didn't want to wake him and spoil his dreams of her.
A Christian mom who had the strength for life the way she did. Then to pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids. Dad, a quiet man whose gentle voice was seldom heard, who could borrow money at the bank simply on his word. The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need, and hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raisin run deep. The roots of my raisin run deep.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Merle Haggard and the Roots of My Raising here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s across the region. We have some beautiful weather for the Pierce County Fair coming up for the rest of the day today and into the weekend. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Rod Bainan in our newsmaker segment as well on biosecurity measures. We'll have more with Rod on that this hour as well. And again, later this morning, we'll be at the Pierce County Fair as we have coverage of the Pierce County Fair Junior Swine Show. Our video coverage begins at 9 o'clock this morning on our video streaming service at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the video streaming tab at our website. That's brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And we'll have the Junior Swine Show today at 9. Tomorrow at 9, we have the Junior Beef Show. Tomorrow night at 6:30 is the Junior Livestock Show. And then on Saturday morning, it's the Junior Dairy Show from the Pierce County Fair. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. We're here with Eric Paulson, who is the Executive Secretary of Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Eric, hey, you just completed the Virginia State Dairy Expo.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity we have. We want to have a day where we can have our dairy farmers come together and have some fellowship, you know, have a good lunch, have some milk, have some ice cream. We don't really have an often get a chance to communicate as farmers with each other, to farmers and talk about what's going on in their part of the state. Think of some new ideas. What are those common challenges? What are those opportunities? We are blessed with great weather that day. No agenda, no meeting, really just have an opportunity just to get there and talk about what's important to each of us. It's right here in the heart of dairy country in Rockingham County. You're a stone's throw away from several dozen farms. You can see several farms just from standing there at that location. So I think we really found a good home there.
For those listening to us who don't know what Virginia State Dairymen's Association is, give us a little background.
Absolutely. We're a member organization, so we're representing dairy farmers across Virginia, mainly focusing on state level. We do some federal as well. We're a voluntary organization. We're funded by a set-aside program, so our dues are based on what milk prices are. So as milk prices go up, so do dues, but then conversely, when milk prices drop, our dues drop. And dairy farmers like that. They like to feel that there's some skin in the game, that unlike a checkoff where it's a straight level, no matter what milk prices are, these fall and raise with milk prices, and our dairy farmers appreciate that.
Where does that revenue go to? What do you support with that?
Yeah, so part of it goes to support our dairy science programs down at Virginia Tech. Part of it goes to support the Dairy Foundation, which has a lot of scholarships, 4-H, FFA sponsorships. And then about 45% of it goes to support VSDA. So that could be anything from lobbying down the General Assembly to our initiatives with milk dispensers in schools, work with education, public outreach.
Also the Dairy Princess program, too.
Absolutely. They're our ambassadors. They are kind of the unheralded heroes of the dairy industry. We have them come down to Richmond. We have them meet with the First Lady, do ice cream sundaes, and do a milk toast with them. And we support them anywhere we can, them and their families.
Tell us a little bit more about those milk dispensers in school, because that's really something to be celebrated.
Yeah, this is something the dairy farmers in Virginia felt very passionately about. We want to make sure kids are having their best time when they're drinking school milk. And what we're finding sometimes with the cartons is that, you know, they're hard to open. Sometimes those coolers get left open a little too long, and that milk's not ice cold. So these milk dispensers use a 5-gallon milk bag, and that milk is absolutely ice cold. It stays about 34 to 37 degrees constantly. So what we did is we've gone to every school district in Virginia, and we're offering them at no cost to the school district that we'll completely convert one school over to milk dispensers. That way they have it there, it's risk-free, they can try it out. They can see the benefits, and then whenever it comes time to replace their existing equipment, they can do that. And we've had some counties where we switched over one school, and then within a year, Bedford County, for instance, in Virginia, switched over 19 schools on their own after they saw the success with that program. In the ones we've placed in 2023 and 2024 so far, we're seeing a 16% increase across the board, as high as 99% for one school outside of Richmond. So when we see those kind of numbers, we know something's working. And the kids tell us it tastes better. And it's because cold milk tastes better. It stays better, fresh longer. And so it's a win-win. The schools have less waste. There's less cartons getting thrown away. There's less milk being wasted. We're happy because those are tomorrow's consumers. We want them to have the absolute best opportunity and best experience drinking milk. So if kids enjoy drinking milk now, we're hoping that they'll lead to adults who'll keep drinking, purchasing, and consuming milk.
Anytime you can use milk sales and increase in the same sentence, that's a good thing.
It is. It's nice to see. A lot of times we do things that indirectly increase milk consumption. This is one where we can see a direct correlation. The school is measuring the milk for the year beforehand, and they're measuring for the milk a year afterwards. And so we can see nothing else has changed except for these milk dispensers. And so we know we're on the right path. And so we're working with more and more schools. And as one school district does it, the neighboring schools see it and they want to try it out. And so that's exactly what we're trying to hope for, is let them try it out, experience it. It's new, it's different. We want to make sure it works for them. And that's what we're trying. We're hoping to expand that going forward. Dairy farmers feel very passionate about school milk. We always want to make sure that whether it was trying to get them to use plastic jugs before or cartons, we know that that's a very important part. This is the time we want them to have a good experience. If you have a kid who has a bad experience school milk multiple times, you can't blame them when they start looking at other options. So we know we need to put our best foot forwards now, and that's something the dairy farmers are saying, hey, we're willing to help out, use our own resources to help these schools to make sure those kids have that experience. We have some schools like Louisa County, for instance. Those high schools there, those kids are getting 4, 5, 6 cups of milk, and at no cost. They're allowed to do that there, where they're allowed to get free refills. And we see that is extremely vital, because that's one of the things you want to think about. A kindergartner and an 18-year-old high school senior are getting the same amount of milk. And so we think there is some flexibility there to let those older kids get a little bit more.
Eric Paulson with the Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside with FeedWorks USA.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Keep me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of an offering it out on ladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason.
the earth and a real good dancer, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Well, it was just one tooth.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack and I'll Think of a Reason Later here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the September contract is traded up 5 cents to 20.85. October at 21.16, November 20.69, December 1989. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 4 to 195. 40-pound blocks up 6.5 to 196.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 123. Four trades on the day. Dry whey down three quarters to 59. And two trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs also called mixed today. Traders lacked the confidence to buy aggressively in the cattle and hog markets yesterday as well. So hog futures were also the recipients of selling pressure. Unable to find support, the market's been unable to resume the uptrend. Mixed cash cattle trade is providing the confusion to the traders in the market. August live cattle opens today at 182.27, October 179.27, December 178.12. August feeder cattle open at 242.62, September 238.90, October at 238.12. August hogs open at 90.60, October 74.57, December 67.07. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans also flat. Wheat slightly higher today. Now, the markets are anticipating higher U.S. corn and soybean production in the upcoming crop report on Monday. So there is a bit of positioning for that. Really, all of the positive weather outlook as well, still providing some underlying pressure. But wheat continues to move mostly higher. Some weakness in the dollar, helping to support U.S. wheat today. September, December, and March corn all down a half. September at 382 and three quarters. December 4 1/4. March at 417 and a half. New crop 25, though, up a quarter to 446 and a half. August beans up 3 to 1023 and a quarter. September steady at 1005 and a quarter. November up a quarter to 1019. New crop 25 down a half to 1055 and a quarter. August soybean meal up $1.50 this morning to 342.30. August soybean oil steady at 42.25. Chicago wheat, September up 2 to 540 and a quarter. December up 2 and a quarter to 564 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September up 3 and a quarter to 589. December up 3 to 609 and three quarters. Energy markets this morning, September crude oil up 4 cents to 75.27. October down 2 cents to 74.15. And September and October gas steady, September at 236, October at 217. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 331, September 331, new crop 346. Cash beans 965, new crop 939. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn, 368 and a quarter. September, 363 and a quarter. New Crop, 355 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, Cash Corn, 366, September, 358. New Crop, 361. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, Cash Corn, 343, New Crop, 345. Cash Beans, 973, New Crop, 943. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn, 353, New Crop, 351. Cash Beans, 958, New Crop, 939. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn, 353, September, 348. New Crop, 353. Cash Beans, 979, September, 971. New Crop, 959. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, Cash Corn, 343, New Crop, 348. Cash Beans, 978, New Crop, 946. Cattle Markets from Equity, Beef Fed Cattle, 183 to 202. Holstein Fed Cattle, 165 to 189. Market Cows, 109 to 140. Bulls, 145 to 180. Calves, 250 to 850. Beef Steers, 186 to 385. Holstein Steers, 140 to 350. Sheep Markets, Market Lambs, 200 and down. Light Lambs, 175 and down. Ewes, 105 and down. Rams, 110 and down. Goat Markets, Does, 135 and down. Bucks, 125 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 160 to 199, fed lambs 152.50 to 177, ewes at 70 to 82.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate, because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began. The moan, I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But
I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner
trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. You ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on and break it. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run. Baby, run.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Research is an important aspect of improving biosecurity at the farm level, with various efforts studying new tools, innovations, and approaches. Rod Bain has more.
An outbreak of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle across several states in recent months has served as a reminder for the importance of biosecurity within livestock and poultry operations.
When we think about endemic diseases and foreign animal diseases, the biosecurity practices really protect against both.
Megan Niedenwerder is with the Swine Health Information Center. Her organization has been involved in biosecurity education and improvement efforts to guard the swine and pork industry against various threats, such as African swine fever and foot and mouth disease. That also includes research into biosecurity-oriented tools and innovations. Through SHIC's Weed to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program,
we've really started to develop some new tools and technologies looking at what's the most biosecure manner to handle manure and manure management. What are some novel and innovative ways to think about reducing the need for vaccine crews or cleaning crews? Are there power washing capabilities or self-vaccination of pigs that could be utilized to reduce the number of people entering the hog farm?
She acknowledges that cost effectiveness for the producer or operator is an important part of biosecurity innovation development.
We request an economic analysis. How much would it cost to actually implement that tool or technology on the farm? And what's the differences in the economic analysis on a grow finish site versus a sow or breeding farm? How we provide the most value back to producers?
The importance of biosecurity research conducted by entities such as those within USDA and land-grant universities is essential in strengthening biosecurity within the livestock operation. Niedenwerder says in that regard, studies within the National Agro and Biodefense Facility, once it becomes fully functional,
it will allow those diagnostic assays for foreign animal diseases to be done right at the facility in Manhattan, Kansas. It's also going to be a facility that allows disease research investigation of BSL-3 and BSL-4 agents. So agents such as ASF, foot and mouth disease virus, so that we can be learning more about not only control and prevention, but thinking about new vaccines or mitigation tools to inactivate viruses and feed.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Looking for quiet weather in our ag weather forecast. We'll have increasing northwest winds today with gusts near 25. Now, temperatures will remain cool with the northwest winds through the weekend. There are some small chances for rain next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 49 to 54, relative humidities at 89 to 94%, northwest winds at 6 to 11. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 65 to 70, relative humidities at 50 to 55%, northwest winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Sunday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Dead trees, branches, and brush on your property can be put to good use. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Build a brush pile and create quality escape and nesting cover for wildlife as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Huge brush pile in the field, a back corner of the yard, or along the edge of a timber can provide shelter and quality habitat needs for small animals and birds. Scott Shalloway is a wildlife biologist in West Virginia. He says it's perfectly fine to toss your trees and other herbaceous materials in a heap and call it good. But if you really want to cater to the critters, start with a foundation of concrete blocks and PVC pipe.
And that provides little tunnels and escape avenues for small mammals and reptiles, too, once you get the brush pile built. And then once you get that stuff in place, then I like to build a tic-tac-toe board arrangement of branches, build that up maybe 4 or 5 layers high.
Then put a cover on it. Something like an old sheet of plywood or sheet metal will prevent the pile from getting waterlogged in the rain and offer extra protection in the snow. On top of that, add a few more logs and brushy material. Shalloway says you don't have to build the pile all at once. Add to it as the materials become available. The brush pile won't decompose, but gravity will pull it down over time.
So it's a good idea to just get in the habit of maybe once a year gathering up material that has presented itself and just adding to the pile. Bigger is better. You can't make a brush pile too big, and so you can add to it over time, and the bigger it is, the longer it'll last.
Evaluate the success of your brush pile simply by observing it. Early in the morning, watch for songbirds leaving. If predators are patrolling the area, you'll see critters dashing inside to escape danger. When it snows, look for tracks around the perimeter. Find more tips for building a brush pile for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free.
bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool, it's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so.